is Wade Mathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Wilbur Ross, Trump's nominee for Commerce Department Secretary, wants to keep investments in 11 assets, some of which could benefit from his department's negotiations of oil spill cleanups. The UK's cooperative bank, an ethical lender, has put itself up for sale because of capital insufficiencies. TrueLink says that financial scams in the U.S. on elderly citizens take in between $3 and $37 billion annually. FICO credit scores are also searching Facebook postings to determine likelihood of loan repayment. Experts are advising not to ever use the word wasted on your Facebook timeline. Speaking of scammers, Citizens Advice, a UK nonprofit, found that after the UK allowed pensioners to cash out their full benefit in a lump sum, 10 million cold calls were made to the elderly by March of 2016. In a recent poll, one in three adults, 32%, favor requiring teachers to wear body cameras to record misbehaving students, but 52% are opposed. 15% are undecided. Interstate war has replaced wars between states as the most common form of organized violence. The annual average of interstate wars between 1816 and 1898 was a tenth of the number in each year since 1989. Only 5% of wars in the current period have been between states. An Oklahoma bill cleared committee that referred to pregnant women as hosts and required them to have the father's permission in order to receive an abortion. The Office of Government Ethics has written to the White House that Counselor Kellyanne Conway violated the standards promoting Ivana Trump's clothing line and asked for discipline. National Security Advisor and former General Michael Flynn was asked to resign for having told less than the truth about his dealings with the Russian ambassador before the inauguration. Seven Hong Kong police officers were found guilty of beating a protester during demonstrations in 2014. Humana says it's leaving all the Affordable Care state marketplaces in 2018. Federal judge in Virginia has ruled that the underlying issue of the Trump travel ban is based on illegal religious discrimination, violating due process, and therefore providing a higher obstacle for any new order. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.